Hi, my name is Zakai, and welcome to my video, Seeing Through the Eyes of a Source, where I will be showing you how to create and attract more money, better relationships, excellent health, more freedom, and whatever you desire to create in your life by aligning your vibration to your source. I'm going to show you how to focus your creative energy upon what you want and how to feel good about your desires to manifest them into physical reality. And best of all, I'm going to show you how to have more joy and more fun in your life. All the time, regardless of how your life looks, so that you can create a magical, joyful, rich, and abundant life. So stay tuned to my video. Hi, my name is Zakai Irvin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction, so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you like my video, please like it and comment and share it with your friends. And please check out my self-empowering products and services at zakaiirvin.com and selfempowermentcenter.net. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. And if you'd like to learn how to travel the world at 20 to 70% off and how to make extra money with your phone, watch my free video, The Secret to Traveling at Wholesale Prices, at makelifeaholiday.com. That's makelifeaholiday.com. All right, welcome to my video, Seeing Through the Eyes of Source. Why are you here? Why are you in this body? What is your purpose for being here on Earth? Do you believe you have come into this body, into this physical realm, to learn or earn your way to heaven? Do you believe that you're here to prove your worth and justify your existence so that you can receive God's favor and receive a reward for your good behavior? These two beliefs are light years away from the truth of why you are really here. You did not come here because you were cast out from heaven for doing something wrong or being faulty in some way. You are perfect just how you are, and you chose to be here for the adventure and fun of it because you are a creator. You came here to be the powerful creator that you truly are. Being here on the leading edge of creation is your reward. You chose to be here in this body at this time with these parents and these siblings and this family, in this town, city, in this country, etc., to live in a world of contrast for the growth and expansion that is born from it. You chose to be born into often undesirable situations, not to prove your worth by overcoming them or by surviving them. You were born into contrast for the desire that is born from it. You did not put yourself in undesirable situations to justify your existence or prove your worth because you have suffered. You chose the contrast in your life for the adventure and fun of it because contrast or undesirable things, people and situations, causes you to desire improvement and to create that improvement into physical reality. Contrast is the fuel of evolution. Contrast is the fuel for growth and expansion. Contrast is not your karma or your punishment for your past deeds from your past lives or from your sins. The universe is an unconditional universe and does not care what you did in the past. The universe does not create your reality based upon your past reality. The universe creates your current reality and therefore your future reality based on what you are thinking now, not what you thought last week. And the only reason you're not creating a new, amazing, preferred reality full of love, joy, abundance, and well-being is because you keep thinking in old ways like you have thought in your past. If the universe cared what you did last week, it would not evolve and move forward. It would just keep creating the same old patterns over and over again, and life would decay and die and cease to exist, and there would be no evolution. And if you are manifesting the same old crap over and over again, it's because you keep thinking the same old crap over and over again. You are not keeping up with your own desires that have been created for you in vibrational escrow by your source. You're not focusing upon what you have become from the rockets of desire that you have launched. You're focusing upon what you already are from your past thoughts. If you're creating more and more of what you don't like and don't want, then that means you are seeing through the eyes of lack and struggle. And prove your worth and sin and shame and guilt and resentment and victimhood and powerlessness and helplessness and pain, etc., etc. If you keep attracting lack, illness, sadness, and undesirable relationships and financial situations, then you are seeing through the eyes of what you don't like and don't want, and not through seeing through the eyes of what you do like and do want. If you keep manifesting more of what you don't like and don't want in your life, then you are not seeing through the eyes of abundance, goodness, well-being, prosperity, joy, and happiness, and you are not seeing through the eyes of Source. You as Source, your inner self, your true self, only sees well-being, joy, love, and abundance. Your Source does not see lack, struggle, disease, conflict, and limitation. Your Source only sees what you like, love, and desire. Your Source does not see what you dislike and don't want. Your Source does not see the lack of what you want. Your Source only sees what you want. In fact, your Source all has already become what you want. Your Source has already become everything that you have ever dreamed or desired that you want to be, do, or have. And how you feel is an indication of how your Source sees and feels about what you're thinking about and looking at. If you feel good, then you are thinking in a similar positive, unconditional, abundant, unlimited manner as your Source. If you feel bad, then you are thinking and looking in the opposite manner as your Source. You are thinking in negative, judgmental, conditional, lack-oriented ways that Source never does. So the key to happiness, abundance, success, health, happiness, healthy relationships, and the key to creating and attracting absolutely anything that you want to be, do, or have in your life is to see through the eyes of Source. How does my Source feel about this? Throughout your day, especially if you're not feeling good, ask yourself, how does Source feel about this? Am I a match to my Source about what I'm thinking and feeling about this person or situation? Or am I thinking and feeling in the opposite direction as my Source? If you feel bad, the answer is plain to see and feel. You are thinking and feeling in direct contrast to your Source, which means that more things that you dislike and don't want are coming your way, and you are keeping the things that you do like and do want away from you. If you feel bad in that moment, you are in resistance to what you want, and you are pinching yourself off from what you want. If you feel good in that moment, you are allowing what you want to come to you. If you feel bad, you are out of vibrational alignment with Source. Or to use ancient terminology, you are out of vibrational alignment with God. You are in resistance to God. If you feel good, you are in vibrational alignment with Source. You are in harmony with God. If you feel good, no matter what you're feeling good about, you are in vibrational alignment with your dreams and desires. You're in alignment with abundance, money, wealth, travel, fun, amazing relationships and opportunities, health, vitality, well-being, etc. If you are in a mode of appreciation, you are in a vibrational alignment with your dreams and desires. You're in alignment with abundance, money, wealth, travel, fun, amazing relationships, amazing opportunities, health, vitality, well-being, etc. But if you're feeling bad, no matter what you are feeling bad about, you are not looking through the eyes of Source. You are out of alignment with your dreams and desires, and you are out of alignment with abundance, money, wealth, travel, fun, amazing relationships, amazing opportunities, health, vitality, well-being, etc. But instead, you are a vibrational match to everything you dislike and don't want. You are a vibrational match to lack, illness, conflict, etc. So again, the key to achieving whatever you want in life is to see through the eyes of Source. If you are judging, condemning, and fighting against what you don't like and don't want, and generally seeing lots of lack and limitation, then you are not seeing life through the eyes of Source. And someone might ask, okay, Zakiron, if all that is true and Source God never looks at lack, poverty, famine, conflict, war, etc., And what is sources, God's perspective about all of these things? How and why does God turn a blind eye to our suffering? Well, first of all, you are God. You are source. You are not a puppet on a string. You are not a faulty, sinful wretch who needs saving from the puppet master. You create your own reality, and you've created every single nanosecond of your life based on how you thought about life and experience. Everything and everyone is God's source, and God's source sees the big picture, which is the fact that contrast, all the things we hate and don't want, are the fertile ground from whence new things grow. Essentially, without contrast, there would be no growth. There would be no evolution, and life would cease to exist. And source is always growing and always moving forward. Nothing is ever stagnant in this universe. Quote, "You're either green and growing or ripe and rotting," unquote, from Ray Kroc, founder of the McDonald's Corporation. You as source pays no attention to what you dislike and don't want, because those things are old news. They are in the past. The present is the vibrational creation of your dreams and desires. Conflict, famine, poverty, war, lack of any kind, etc., in the eyes of source, these things are old news. They are in the past. They are not current reality. And in a sense, they are not real. From our perspective, source is always focused on our future and what we perceive to be the present. From our source's perspective, is in the past. We are vibrational beings inhabiting physical bodies, and even though we are primarily vibration, we tend to perceive reality from a physical perspective, not a vibrational one. But source knows that it is primarily vibration, so creates whatever you want instantly without resistance. And source knows that vibrational reality is current reality. And by the time a thought vibration manifests physically, because you finally line up with it vibrationally to manifest it into physical reality, it is now old and essentially the past. As vibrational source beings in physical bodies, we tend to be quite deluded by physical reality, to believe that what is in current physical reality is current reality, but it is not. What you as source have become from the desires you have launched is true current reality. We have a tendency to be deluded by the visceral, loud, tactile, visual, and emotional qualities of physical reality, and especially be entranced by the negative emotions we feel when we encounter things we don't like and don't want. So, if we wish to create and manifest our dreams and desires into physical reality, then we must learn to see through the eyes of source, or from our physical perspective to see and feel our real current reality, which seems to us to be our future reality. Bum, 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 bum. We must learn how to feel for vibrational reality, because that is our real current reality. Vibrational reality is what we have become instantly as a result of our desires for improvement, because our source selves instantly become every desire that we have for improvement. And the sooner you can feel for the vibrational reality that you have become as a result of your desires, the sooner you will be able to create those desires for improvement into physical reality. To manifest your desires into physical reality, you must think and feel as you, as source, thinks and feels. In other words, your source thinks and feels as you will think and feel when you manifest your desires into physical reality. How you will feel when you be, do, or have whatever you want is how you as source feels now, which is really, really good. So you have to learn how to feel that way now to manifest that feeling into the physical. You have to learn how to feel good about your desires now, even though you don't have them physically yet. Because the only reason you want anything in the first place is because of the wonderful feeling you will have when you are being, doing, or having what you want. So the key to manifesting what you want is to enjoy the amazing feelings of being, doing, and having it now. Then after you have been vibrationally being it, because you have been enjoying the vibration of your desires, then you will physically be, do, and have whatever you want. As an example, if you want more money in your life because you have experienced a lack of money, and this lack of money has caused you to launch rockets of desire for more money, your source is already vibrating the wealth and prosperity that you desire. So all you have to do is match your vibration to the wealth and prosperity that source feels now. You must match your vibration to wealth and prosperity, even though you don't necessarily have the physical representation of what you want yet. Quote, whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe, it can achieve, unquote, from the fabulous Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich. There are no limits to what you can create in your life. You can be, do, and have whatever you want. This is a constantly expanding, unlimited universe. Quote, the entire universe expands proportionally to match your desires. Unquote from Abraham. Your only limitations are the limitations you place upon yourself. Your only limitations are your ability to align vibrationally what you have already become vibrationally. Your only limitations are your ability to allow the blessings that you have asked for to come to you, rather than resist them coming to you. That stems from your old limited beliefs about what you want. Regardless of whether you have the physical representation of what you desire or not, you can always experience the wonderful feelings of being, doing, and having whatever you want. And that's how you get what you want. You've got to feel good about being, doing, and having whatever you want now. And you do that by turning a blind eye to the lack of what you want. Source is paying no attention to the lack of what you want, and so you should follow that lead. Source is only focused on you having what you want, so you should follow that lead. The amazing feelings of being, doing, and having what you want is what is real. That feeling is current reality. If you feel good, then you are focused on current reality. If you feel bad, then you're focused on the past. The past is what you currently have and don't want. Even the good things you have are the past, because your current physical reality exists because of your past thinking. And no matter how good things get, there's always room for improvement. And that improvement is current reality. It is your nature as a creator to always be desiring new things and improvement, and creating new things and improvement of what you have. If you did not desire improvement, then you would cease to exist. And your desire for continual improvement is what makes you immortal. Your job is to desire improvement, then let your source create those desires vibrationally. Then it is your job to align to those desires vibrationally by feeling them into existence, to manifest those desires into physical reality. And this process of creation is what expands you and ultimately expands the entire universe. That is how important you are. Your desires are expanding and evolving the entire universe. And your desires are expanding and evolving this planet. The desires from past generations and your desires for improvement upon this earth are manifesting all around you every day in countless ways, including the expansion of consciousness, the rapid growth of technology, environmental awareness, respect for human rights, increased abundance and health, etc. You are responsible for the creation of this from your desires for improvement. And you are responsible for the evolution of this planet, but not in how you might think. Some people believe this planet is broken and needs them to change it by fighting for this and fighting against that. But that is not how reality is improved. Reality around you is created first within you. If you desire improvement on Earth, then align with the good feelings of that improvement. If you are fighting against what you dislike upon Earth, You are contributing energy towards what you dislike and creating more of what you dislike. This is a planet and universe of inclusion, and whatever you include in your vibration, the law of attraction will give you more of it. Keep focusing on what you dislike, and you'll keep creating more of what you dislike. So, focus as source focuses, which is upon what you like and want, and you will manifest what you like and want in your life. See as source sees, and feel as source feels, and you will create an absolutely magical, joy-filled, loving, prosperous, and amazing life. And everyone will want to know your secret. And you will say, I'm doing my best to every day see through the eyes of Source. I'm focusing on what I have already become from the rockets of desire that I have previously launched. I am feeling for what I have already become that I desire to be. I'm feeling for my dreams and desires and feeling them into being by feeling them being here now. I am paying attention to my feelings and making feeling good the most important thing, because I know that when I feel good, I'm in alignment with my source and my dreams and desires are on their way to me. I pay little or no attention to what I dislike and don't want, because those things feel bad, and that is keeping what I want from coming to me. And I am focusing all of my attention upon what I like, love, and want, because those things feel good. And when I feel good and focus on what I like, love, and want, more of what I like, love, and want comes to me. I decided that I was going to have fun in this body and in this life on Earth, regardless of my circumstances or anyone else's circumstances. I realized that the purpose of life is joy, and I am here for the fun of it. And I realized that the basis of life is freedom, and I am free and empowered to create whatever I want in my life. And the entire universe wants me to succeed, and my source has my back, and my source is well pleased. I decided to let everyone else off the hook because I create my own reality, and no one else can create my reality for me. And I no longer make other people responsible for my success and happiness. I realize that it is not my job to please anyone. I am responsible for my happiness, not anyone else's. So now I am truly free. I am free to create whatever life I choose, regardless of the expectation and demands of others. And I now give everyone else the complete freedom to be, do, or have whatever they want. Because everyone creates their own reality. And I cannot create reality for other people. And it is not their job to make me happy. You are loved unconditionally by Source. Nothing you have ever said or done has ever been judged by Source. Source wants you to be, do, or have whatever you want, and is constantly guiding you to the path of least resistance, to their manifestation into physical reality, to the path of most allowance. And all you have to do is listen and feel good and allow and be easy about this. It is that simple. Nothing profound is going on here. This is not a life and death situation, because you are immortal and this is your journey, no one else's. You are not here to prove your worth to anyone or anything. You are not here to justify your existence to anyone or anything. You are not here to prove your goodness as if you are somehow faulty. You are perfect just the way you are, and your source is well pleased. Quote, you cannot get it wrong and you never get it done. And you can't get it wrong because you never get it done. Abraham. And this allowing state is your natural state of being, so it theoretically should be easy to create whatever you want. But you have been trained by society to think and act in the opposite direction of allowance. You have not been taught to surrender and allow the blessings to come to you. You've been taught to fight for what you want. You've been taught to fight against what you dislike and kill what you don't want, rather than just allowing what you do like and do want to come to you. You've been taught that this is a limited planet and a limited universe controlled by a vengeful, judging overlord, and you must prove your worthiness to receive what you want. You've been taught that you must plead for what you want and deserve what you want. And if you can prove your case emphatically enough, you will be granted your wishes. But this is an unconditionally loving and allowing universe, not a demanding, conditionally judging one. There is no force or God of judgment, because there is nothing and no one to be judged. Every thought, word, and deed is allowed and embraced for the gifts it provides. The only judgments come from yourself and other people who have been taught a lie, that they are unworthy, powerless, helpless victims who don't understand that they create their own realities and they attracted every single experience of their lives. You have not been given any assignments, missions, or purposes that you must accomplish to prove your worth and justify your existence. You have just been taught a set of lies that have been passed down from generation to generation. You've been taught to follow the fickle, subjective, conditional guidance of your family, friends, and society, all designed to make them happy rather than you happy. Rather than you follow your own infallible, unconditional guidance from your own source. And you just have old momentum of resistance from forcing yourself to listen to everyone else's guidance rather than follow your own source's guidance. You have been working hard to please everyone else when you should have been having fun pleasing yourself, which would have naturally helped others in very profound ways. Source has always been guiding you to the path of least resistance to achieve your dreams and desires. And you could always hear and feel this call from your source when you were thinking good feeling thoughts and when you were doing anything that felt good. That is why we have had a tendency to especially become addicted to love relationships, because we used our lover as an excuse to connect to source. So, just get better at thinking good feeling thoughts and doing things that feel good, and you will feel that source guidance more profoundly and become a master of following that guidance. So all of these old resistant beliefs that you were taught have been pinching you off from your own infallible self-guidance system. They have been leading you on the path of most resistance rather than the path of least resistance. They have been leading you on the path of limitation rather than the path of unlimited expansion. But that's all right, because these old beliefs no longer need to create your reality, and you can now appreciate those old beliefs and undesirable experiences for the rockets of desire that they have caused you to launch for improvement. And all you have to do is just stop shoveling coal into the boiler of your old belief train and stop feeding what feels bad, and you will naturally and easily create more of what feels good. Just feed the new good-feeling train to build lots of beautiful, fun, loving, abundant momentum. And just let the old train of limitation run out of steam. Stop feeding your limitations, doubts, regrets, and beliefs in lack. And feed the real you instead by paying attention to how you feel and by making feeling good the most important thing. Think good-feeling thoughts rather than bad-feeling thoughts. Feed what feels good. If you feed what you hate, you will attract more things to hate. If you feed what you love, you will attract more things that you love. Allow Source to flow through you and see through the eyes of Source, and you will literally make all your dreams come true. And I guarantee you will have more fun than you could have possibly imagined. Life is supposed to be fun. You are here for the fun of it, not the challenge of it. You are here to be a creator, not a regurgitator of what other people think you should do so that you will ensure their happiness. You are joy. You are freedom. You are abundance. You are a creator of worlds. You have the power that creates worlds available to you to help you be, do, and have whatever you want. It is as easy to create a castle as it is to create a button. Thank you, Abraham. If you don't believe it, just ask Anthony Robbins and Esther Hicks, who both live in castles. Have fun and be what you have already become. Thank you for watching my video, and if you got something from it, please like it and share it with your friends. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and click notifications so that you'll be notified when I upload a new video. Please check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, and products, as well as the coaching, support, and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakhyron.com and selfempowermentcenter.net. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. If you'd like to learn how to travel the world at 20% to 70% off and how to make extra money helping other people travel the world just using your phone, watch my free video, The Secrets to Traveling at Wholesale Prices, at makelifeaholiday.com. That's makelifeaholiday.com. Please visit my Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Zakhyron page. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks for watching my video, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation.